And we update the story of Edward Snowden as a family member of the former intelligence contractor defended him on national television this morning. Ray Suarez reports.
At this point, I don't feel that he's committed treason.
The father of former CIA contractor Edward Snowden told NBC News today his son is not a traitor.
He has, in fact, broken U.S. law in the sense that he has released classified information. And if folks want to classify him as a traitor, in fact, he has betrayed his government. But I don't believe that he's betrayed the people of the United States.
Lonnie Snowden also told Attorney General Eric Holder he believes his son would voluntarily return to the U.S. to face espionage charges if the Justice Department promises not to hold him before trial or subject him to a gag order. Snowden himself remains out of sight. His passport has been revoked by the U.S., and he's reportedly still holed up in the transit area of a Moscow airport. He arrived there 6 days ago after leaving Hong Kong. The U.S. has asked Russia to extradite Snowden to the U.S. for trial. On Tuesday, President Vladimir Putin said no.
We can hand over foreign citizens to countries with which we have an appropriate international agreement on the extradition of criminals. We do not have such an agreement with the United States.
You don't have to have an extradition treaty, though, to resolve some of these issues.
President Obama said yesterday that Snowden and the untold amount of classified material he's yet to disclose still poses a threat.